Pretty soon, the whole Christmas thing, that briefest of blips in the calendar, will fade. We'll all simply get on with life. But then what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. 99% of life, yours and mine, is about business as usual. For most, it's a constant cadence of a five-day working week, a two-day weekend, the odd burst of hard, prolonged work, and then some rest during those times we call holidays. Okay, that morphs over time, but pretty much everybody's life is some variation on that basic theme. And it was exactly that too for young Jesus, whose birth we just celebrated. Sure, he and his parents had to flee to Egypt for a time to avoid his assassination by Herod. But then life slipped back into that familiar pattern, back home in Nazareth. Now, we hear almost nothing about his growing up years. In fact, this is one of the very few verses that even refers to that time in his life. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. The little boy Jesus was developing into a mature young man, full of wisdom. God was blessing him. Yet, this seemingly innocuous passage is packed with power. There he was in his father's carpenter shop, learning a trade. And what? Developing into a mature young man full of wisdom. God's response? God was blessing him. We all have apparently boring, insignificant times in our lives hidden from sight, tucked away as an apprentice in our own version of that carpenter shop. But even there, especially there, make no mistake, God has a plan for you, just as he did for his son, to develop you, to grow you into maturity, to fill you with wisdom, to bless you. God has a plan. That's his word, fresh for you today. Absolutely, he has a plan. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.